Pedicure Day by SoFine8123. My wife knows I love feet, especially hers. Her long toes and silky soft soles are intoxicating. This day she was flaunting her feet. I was hypnotized by the wrinkles in her arches and the wiggling of her toes, the wearing of my favorite shoes, and little subtle things she knows that I like. That morning she left me a text. "I'm going to get a pedicure. See ya soon." I knew that she would be in flip-flops or sandals because of the pedicure. I couldn't wait to see her. When I arrived home, it was even better than I thought. Monica was barefoot, and I saw the coconut oil still on the counter. I will tell you right now, the absolute best lube in the world is coconut oil. She was sitting on the couch with a towel and a spoonful of coconut oil on the coffee table. I sat on the couch and she put her feet in my lap. The urge to run my hands along the arch of her size 8 foot overwhelmed me. I couldn't and wouldn't resist. I picked up her slender foot and kissed her toes. She quickly removed her feet from my lap and started to rub my hard cock through my pants with her hand. Then she unzipped and unbuttoned my trousers and pulled my erect penis from my boxers. She smiled and said, "Pull them down all the way, please." My pants and underwear were instantly around my ankles. Monica took the coconut oil in her palm and started to stroke my cock. I moaned, watching her hand bob up and down on my erect member. Once it was completely oiled up, she leaned back against the arm of the couch and rubbed coconut oil on the soles of her feet. Next, she wrapped them around my cock. She started to rub her feet against my erection, jacking me off with her feet. My eyes widened and my moans intensified with every stroke of her feet on my cock. Up and down they slid, and her words echoed in my mind. "Joshua, fuck my feet, baby." Soon, she put her feet back in my face, and I started kissing and licking both of them. I started with the ankle and kept going across the sole. Then I ended up sucking on her toes and licking between them before lowering them back to my crotch. Occasionally, I would be greeted by Monica's moans as she masturbated. She kept massaging her clit and moaning while her feet were going up and down on my cock. "Are you close?" she asked between hot, deep breaths. The only thing I could do was nod. Monica started to move her feet faster while she used her toes to play with the tip of my cock. Finally, I couldn't take it anymore and my cum burst out between her sexy feet. It painted her toes with sticky white streams of pleasure. As I was bursting in streams on her feet, she arched her back from the cushion of the couch. I leaned down and started kissing her from the neck to her lower parts until I reached her pussy. Without hesitation, I began giving her the most passionate oral sex I ever had. Each time her clit and my tongue made contact, Monica moaned like she was about to melt. I kept going, plunging my index and middle finger inside her pussy as she reached a massive climax and let out a long, hot moan. We both collapsed on the couch in a steamy, sticky, and oily mess of pleasure. I whispered, "Man, I love pedicure days."